Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your Wildcat District Livestock Production Agent. The current commodity prices have many producers refiguring costs of the usual feeding and management plans for the fall. Dr. Justin Wagner, Beef Systems Specialist with K-State Research and Extension, has listed some tips to aid cost-conscious producers. Evaluate commodities on a cost per unit of energy or crude protein basis. These calculations are done on a dry matter basis in order to compare dry commodities like corn to wet commodities such as silage or wet distillers grain. Additional charges to include in calculations would be freight, grain processing, and shrink. Maximize the use of possible ration ingredients produced on farm. There's an old saying, the best way to profit from land and livestock is to walk the crops off the farm, or some such variation, and it has legitimacy. On-farm commodities, especially forages, are usually more cost-effective than purchased commodities, like preserved forage, also known as hay. Increasing the use of on-farm produced foodstuffs in the diet, even a small amount of lower-cost ingredients like straw, may reduce ration costs. The impacts of these changes must be weighed against animal performance. Reduced commodity shrink and feed waste. How much of the purchased feedstuffs are lost in storage or handling before they even make it into the feed bunk? On most operations, these losses can range from 2 to 10% depending on the commodity. Although 2 to 10% sounds small, it can really add up. 2% of a ton is 40 pounds. Most producers in our area work in multiple ton increments. So let's look at just 10 ton at a 2% loss. That's 400 pounds. At a cost of $250 a ton, that's a loss of $50. These losses often occur when commodities are handled or loaded into feed mixers. The key to reducing commodity loss comes down to increased awareness of spills and loss from dust when transferring storage bins. $50 may not seem like much, but considering all of the costs of operation, it can impact your bottom line. Focus on feed efficiency. Feed to gain is always important, period. It's the benchmark by which feeding programs can most easily be evaluated on. Newly weaned calves are relatively efficient and can achieve feed conversions of 5-to-1 in certain situations. Feeding technologies like ionophores or management strategies like limit feeding can also be considered to further improve feed conversions. Seek the counsel of a nutritionist or other professionals. Nutritionists not only balance rations, but also assist producers when evaluating commodities and estimating the effects of any ration changes on animal performance. Most extension professionals can also assist producers with evaluating commodities or put them in contact with extension specialists with training in nutrition. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.